Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Michael Santomaro, who is a freelance journalist and blogger, who's joining us now via satellite from New York. Thanks a lot for joining us, sir. I wanted to ask, you know, at this point, there's much confusion, obviously, because there's the Israeli side of the story. They say they hit a convoy. The Syrians say they hit a research center. How exactly do you assess what really happened here?
Well, I think the Israelis want to see Assad out of power because it doesn't benefit Israel to have Assad's regime in place. And in the United States, the Israel lobby is so strong, it's a domestic issue. It has nothing to do with foreign policy interests for the United States. So Israel is able to do whatever it wants in that region of the world. 60% of the fundraising for the Democratic Party, the Obama administration, got their monies from Jewish PAC organizations, and that's the decisive decisions making that happens in the United States. It's been happening that way since the 1960s.
Right. So then, you know, when Israel strikes inside Syria specifically, what exactly is it striking at? Is it striking specifically, essentially, at Palestinian resistance groups?
Well, that could be part of the equation, but whatever was happening in that center, it's not of any interest to any other nation but the Syrian people. So the United States should never have condoned such an action, assuming that they are condoning it as we speak. I think that's the case. They should be condemning Israel's actions. It's against international law for what Israel has done to the Syrian, the nation of Syria.
You know, it's been said in the past, Mr. Santomaro, that, you know, that the Syrian army is quite strong. So is Israel barking up the wrong tree, in a sense, at this point?
Well, I don't think the Syrian government would be able to fight a war with Israel, considering the civil war they've had for almost 2 years. I don't see how that could be a possibility for the Syrian government to strike back at Israel.
All right, we'll have to leave there for now. That's Mr. Michael Santomaro, freelance journalist and blogger, speaking to us live from New York. Sir, we do appreciate your insight.